Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman. So let's start off. Give us a livestock update.
Casey's seen pretty much normal runs, still big cow runs. I really thought the cow numbers would slow down, but like here at Apache, still had 500 cows. I mean, I guess that's become a steady number. People are still culling, and cow market was steady this week, wasn't any cheaper. Calf market was steady. On the wean, long wean, good calves, there was a little more demand on them. Two reasons. Some people are buying some calves. We got that rain last week, and there's some people that had wheat dusting in, and they've got prospects for wheat now. Not as many cattle as normal, but they can scatter some cattle out. Feeder market, wasn't any difference. Pretty much steady, which it's been kind of under duress, but we've got things coming up that ought to be positive to the market down the road here.
Well, let's talk about the rain. So did you guys get any rain in your neck of the woods?
Down there at Apache, from over customers I talked to, all the way from Temple to Rush Springs over to Snyder, Oklahoma, and from Rush Springs to Carnegie, it was kind of a general deal, half inch to 4 inches.
That was sporadic.
I mean, it would be one neighbor got 2.5 inches, and north of him 2 miles got a half inch. Temple area, I talked to a customer, he got 1.5 inches, and his neighbor 5 miles away got 3/10. Same way, from Carnegie to Snyder, they got 3/10. Carnegie area got anywhere from 1 inch to 4 inches.
So hopefully we got some rain on the wheat.
Biggest thing, it changed everybody's attitude.
Sure, absolutely. Well, cattle on feed comes out today. What are you hearing?
The 94% placement's very positive, which we all pretty much have got that factored in. Now, whether the market just blows out of this thing and goes straight up, I'm bullish. I'm very optimistic the deal. Interest rates and grain prices and political things going on politically, I think are going to keep it under pressure. We know supply is down, but we're in a demand-driven market right now. And I think, an example, I got a buyer that we sell cattle to, and he said, Bobby, they took $2 off my bid based off of just how much interest has got, what they're going to have to pay for interest. So that's factored in. And the cost of gain, I mean, I know we got 670, 680 wheat on the board, but there's a $2 basis. So we still got $8 wheat, corn. So you're looking at $1.40 cost of gains on an average. Your better feed yards up north will be, you know, in the high 20s, low 30s. In the panhandle, it could be as high as $1.50 at an average yard. So that's going to hold the pressure down. But as long as we can keep moving the beef product, and demand is still good. I mean, they've proved that. I mean, we've bottomed out on the meat, cyclical meat part, and the meat's starting to go back up, going to the middleman that's handled the meat. So, I mean, I'm still an optimist. I don't think it's going to happen as fast as a lot of people think, but I think we'll continually gradually work higher. We know we're going to have less cattle from January through May. The wheat's not there. The thing that's going to keep the lid on it is politics, interest, and grain.
Absolutely. Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, producers facing all kinds of things right now. We've got inflation. We've got issues with the dollar. Of course, water and feed costs. So what do you hear the most from your folks?
Water.
Absolutely.
Water is the biggest problem. I mean, they understand the feed costs something. The ones that think they're going to get wheat, if they had water, they'd buy the feed to carry the calves over. I talked to one gentleman there that probably runs 400 cows. And he said they had four pastures that they keep 20 or 30 cows in each pasture. They've been hauling water for 60 days.
Well, hopefully we'll get some more rain on the horizon. What are you looking for next week?
I think like Oklahoma City, I've looked at the bigger sales, your Oklahoma City and El Reno. They've been running, 6,000 to 8,000. I don't think that's going to change. I think we're going to continue to see that. At our smaller auctions, our cow numbers are up. Our total volume is bigger than a year ago. I believe I told you we run numbers from June to September for 3-year average. And the number of cows we normally sold from 2019 through 21, an average on that 4-month period was around 4,000 to 5,000 head. And this year it was 11,000.
Right.
So, but KC, right now, everything I'm seeing, I haven't seen any good replacement cows sell yet. everything we're selling should are the kind of cows that need to be culled. And that's what people are just doing a better job. They're getting in and getting rid of their non-productive cows, their open cows. They're not carrying those open cows over and breeding them for a second chance. They don't have the resources to do that this year.
All right. Good information. Thanks for visiting with us, Bob.
Okay.